do understand many people up here believe that Camp Howdy is over in Brevard County. And that's not a lie. But there's also a Camp Howdy out there in the Cherokee country, way out there past Maggie Valley. Down there, there's several Camp Howdies in the coves of Maggie Valley. But the original Camp Howdy was, well, you know, down in South Texas, down near a little town called Blanco, Texas. And it was known as the home of the free Mexican Air Force. And I'll tell you how that started. It started because one night we were sitting around in the campfire, surprising ourselves, searching for spiritual sport. When out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, it's getting hard to talk. From out between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre with dreadlocks, hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, a smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, a leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. He looked at us, he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, "Oh my God, what are you? What are you boys? Hippies? Howdy, we're vegetarians." Howdy, yeah. Well, he said, "What? Veggie what? Say, you boys, climb out of that campfire, come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force tonight." So when he mentioned spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring yoga trousers with the extra flap and slipped in a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes. Come up to the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. Hallelujah! And we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across a bean field to an old BD-25 that was sitting in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard. He motioned me forward into a co-pilot seat, and I, yo, felt proud. And then he whistled. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. They pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. Yeah. When we got to the end of the bean field, Lord Almighty, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead, and as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "does this thing fly?" "Hey, what are you, dude? Superstitious." I turned to Beauregard. We were plummeting down through the void, as I said before, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. And I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of the moment. And Beauregard said to me, upside down, over the border, just below the Paraguay, just above the radar, into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when his song came to my mind.